like to recognize what tonight, you know, is really all about. Thankful and to be part of the honoring of the veterans and the military. I just want to thank our football our organization. I thought the what they did here tonight was special. So, and also really, it really makes you stop and appreciate what the military and what these veterans have done for us. The game, I don't have really a whole lot to say. It was clearly our best football that we played this year. I really liked the way the whole week went from start to finish. I thought the way the team came back off of the bye, they were ready to go. You can see it Monday in our work, our week of preparation. It's easy to say this after a win like this, but you know, we talked about it this morning as a team. It was, you know, to cash in on the way they prepared throughout the week, and we went out and put our best football, you know, on display tonight. So to beat the Chicago Bears the way we did, it's, you know, that's something that you know, we feel very good about, but it is one win. But this is something we can carry into Philadelphia and build off of. So, I mean, offensively, you know, we operated, you know, clearly the way we wanted to there in the first half. I thought defense set the tone, just with the stops and you know, field position definitely flipped there. Special teams did a good job covering there, and we had to obviously one turn in the fourth quarter. But I was very pleased with all three areas. Dominant win at home. Crowd was phenomenal. It was a great night. With that, I'll take your questions.
What went to the decision to have Matthews at inside linebacker tonight?
Well, going into bye week, I think it's like everything. You have a chance to kind of reboot, reset yourself for, you know, the second half of the season. You know, playing Clay in different areas. This shooting a different position to create targeting problems for the offense was something that we spent the whole offseason, you know, highlighting, and this was kind of the next step. So great job by our defensive staff with creativity, and, you know, Clay stepped in there and performed at extremely high level. I thought he was outstanding tonight.
Rod, was it a close decision with Sidney Lang coming into this one?
I'm not sure what you're asking.
I mean, they're both questionable.
They're active. Yeah, questionable, played very well tonight.
Coach, have you seen Aaron perform any better?
Well, I'll tell you what, I like the fact that I have to stand up here and answer that question a lot. You know, so I'm going to have to wait till I'm sitting on that porch thinking back. But, I mean, he was right on tonight. Just, you know, his statistics at halftime, I don't know if I've ever seen anything like that. So he played a great game.
Are you aware of records that are in potential in your, like, the chance to get a summit?
No, sometimes, you know, at the end of the year, I wasn't aware of anything tonight. I would have kicked the field goal if I'd known we were tied for most points. I'm kidding. But, no, I'm not. You know, it's just, if it's something special to the individual, you know, 1,000-yard rushing or something like that. So, but there was really no talk about records tonight.
Okay, so nothing with Rodgers going for a 7th touchdown pass, which I think would have tied an NFL record, I think.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, we come out second half. I think it's important you get in. We've been in a couple games like that this year where we've had a significant lead at halftime, and it's important to come out, you know, those first two series in the third quarter, especially with us having the ball. So we came out, you know, in the third quarter to try to, you know, play the way we did in the first half. So that was the plan coming out of halftime.
You guys were asked all week about the run defense. It seems like you have took a step forward in that direction.
We played very well today on defense, and, you know, even at times where, you know, we may have missed a tackle, and the pursuit was the way it needs to be. So I thought defensively we were outstanding.
Is it hard to coach at the end of a game when you've got a big lead and you don't want to seem like you're running up the score, but it's lead up to run your offense?
Well, it's such a long year. Frankly, to be honest with you, you just worry about your players. I mean, we got guys getting nicked, and you got, you know, not guys are going on playing on special teams, and then you've taken players out, so now you're really stressing the guys that are up. So, I mean, it's a great problem to be a part of, but that's the challenge, really just trying to get out of the game healthy.
Talk about Jordy Nelson, the job he did to get so wide open.
Well, you know, one big touchdown on third down there, you know, looked at you know, they had a pressure called, looked like a single dog pressure. Then Aaron made an adjustment, protection adjustment. They tried to check the cover two, and it didn't look like everybody was on the same page. And Jordy, I mean, Jordy's recognition of the covers being broken was immediate, and Aaron spotted him. So those two guys making a play.
Those are both kind of easy throws, open. But what makes him such a good long ball passer?
Makes Aaron look good long ball. I mean, Aaron can. I mean, there's not a target on the field that he can't hit. I mean, he has the ability to throw it as deep as he needs to. He's got a big time arm, and more importantly, he has the athletic ability to get in space and make those throws. So, and Jordy's such an excellent route runner with his timing, and when he does get the ball in the open field, it's so dangerous.
With the win tonight, how does it kind of set you up for the next two home games? Then Vikings,
and then home against the Patriots for the next two home games. Well, we like playing at home. I mean, this is where we want to play as many games here as possible. I mean, there's nothing like Lambeau Field, but, we have the Eagles coming in here. And we know what happened last year. So, it's something that we need to take care of this week. So we need to have a good week of preparation. It's a team that does some things differently. Just going through the preliminary game plans Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So they're doing a lot of good things. This will be a big challenge for us.
Last one. Could you talk about the decision to go for on fourth and goal on that first drive? Fourth and goal with the one?
Had a good play call. Felt like we had the momentum and just the confidence, obviously, in there and the design of the play.